This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Russian police arrested more than 3,000 people and used force to break up rallies and protests across the country Saturday. Tens of thousands of protesters defied police warnings, braving the extreme cold to demand the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a nerve agent. He says the poison was slipped to him by state security agents in August. The U.S. strongly condemned the arrests and harsh tactics used against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia. That's according to a State Department spokesperson Sunday. The U.S. also called on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement countering that the U.S. efforts to incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russian relations, adding American diplomats in Moscow would be summoned for a serious conversation. Chinese rescue teams have recovered 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion 2 weeks ago. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in the east of the country on Sunday morning. He was rushed to an area hospital for treatment, barely responsive. 10 other miners from a different section of the mine were lifted from underground in groups over several hours. A total of 22 miners were trapped about 600 meters underground. One miner is reported to have died, while the condition of 10 others remain unknown. This is VOA News. The Biden administration will work closely with Israel on regional security issues and to build on the country's regional normalization agreements. That is what White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told his Israeli counterpart, according to a statement on Sunday. On a call with Israel's Mir Ben Shabbat, they discussed opportunities to enhance the partnership over the coming months, including by building on the success of Israel's normalization agreements with UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco. Sullivan also extended an invitation to begin the strategic dialogue in the near term. The world is approaching 100 million COVID-19 infections. That's according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center statistics. Meanwhile, more than 2 million people have died. The coronavirus continues to create an unyielding and staggering path of illness and death across the United States. Johns Hopkins reported early Sunday that the U.S. has nearly 25 million COVID infections with more than 417,000 deaths. India has followed the U.S. with 10.6 million infections and more than 153,000 deaths. Brazil has nearly 9 million cases and more than 216,000 deaths. The World Health Organization Director General says vaccines could bring the global pandemic under control. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said vaccinations are underway in more than 50 countries. However, all but two of those countries are high or middle income nations. Tedros saying, quote, "We must work together as one global family to ensure the urgent and equitable rollout of vaccines." New Zealand has reported its first coronavirus case outside of a quarantine facility in more than 2 months, although there was no immediate evidence the virus was spreading in the community. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield said Sunday the case was a 56-year-old woman who recently returned from Europe. Like other returning travelers, she spent 14 days in quarantine and twice tested negative before returning home on January 13th. She later developed symptoms and tested positive. COVID-19 infections have been unrelenting in Spain, especially following the holiday season, and the surge has threatened doctors' and nurses' mental health. In Barcelona's Hospital del Mar, the critical capacity has more than doubled and is nearly full, with 80% of ICU beds occupied by coronavirus patients. You can read more about this latest information on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.